Blackstone Audio presents Lawless Town, a Western duo by Lewis B. Patton. This book is read by Eric G. Dove. Death of a Gunfighter. 1. At Montezuma, the middle-aged woman passenger left amid the considerable confusion of her welcome, and the driver lit the lamps on either side of the stage. Street and the other man stayed in the coach, which was in itself rather odd, for it had been a long, hot day with not too many stops for stretching the legs and moving around. They watched each other carefully in the wanly flickering glow of the two oil lamps, neither speaking. Street was a tall, lean man nearing 30. His body possessed that hard-packed solidness that denies any excess of flesh. His dark bronzed face had the same spare look as his body, and was clean-shaven save for the sweeping, tawny cavalry mustache that decorated his upper lip. He wore a townsman's gray broadcloth suit, and while it fit and looked well upon him, he somehow carried it uncomfortably. His watching eyes betrayed a mixture of caution and cynical bitterness. A relief driver came out of the darkness, put his face against the open window, and asked with bored cheerfulness, "Ready, gents?" Street nodded briefly, vaguely irritated by the impulse that made him want to avert his face. Street's fellow passenger said shortly, "Whenever you are." The driver withdrew. In the cool night, in the thin air of this desert town, each small sound stood alone, plain and very clear. There was the metallic clink of harness rings, the scuffle of hoofs on the dusty street, a voice distantly shouting, and the tinny sound of a saloon piano. The coach tilted as the driver pulled his weight.